Morning, everybody. How you guys doing? Morning, Alexis. How you doing? Yesterday's practice, I thought we got a good jump on what we're trying to accomplish in terms of not just the scheme, but also the way that we need to stop the core players and also our attack, things like that. I do think there's some things that have to be cleaned up, and say especially defensively, continuing along the line that we've had with the communication, because there has been quite a bit of shifting, more shifting than motioning from their offense, which will change the call from one thing to the other, and it happens pretty quickly. So that getting a feel for that is something that we're going to have to continue to work on here today. And then moving to third down, we've made a lot of progress, I think, offensively in terms of our third down conversion rate. And this is a really good team on third down defensively. So that's going to be a challenge for us. And I like the group of pass rushers they have. I know the sack numbers haven't been as high as probably they have hoped it to be. One thing they do really well, though, is when they do get to the quarterback, they usually get the ball out, and there are quite a few hits on the quarterback that may not don't translate into sacks, but they do apply quite a bit of pressure, and a lot of that, some of it comes from design pressure, some of it comes from games, and some of it comes from just sheer effort and intensity, the way they rush, which is pretty consistent with the defenses he coached in Arizona as well. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
What does the team need to do in this game and in the other two games to prove to you that it's making the kind of progress that you have targeted with what's left of the season?
Well, I've seen quite a bit of it, and I think one of the things that I really liked against San Diego was down the way we're down, coming back, putting ourselves in a position to at least challenge there at the end of the game with the onside kick. If we'd gotten the two-point conversion, we wouldn't have been kicking the field goal there. We would have been going to tie the game. And that's a really important lesson against a very good team. And then I thought that the way that we played against Pittsburgh, where it was complementary football, I know you've heard that word a ton of times here, but it really was. We did a nice job in the kicking game, establishing field position, downing punts inside the 10, and then offensively being able to move the ball, run the ball, use up the clock, things like that, and defensively as well. The coordinated pass rush where we saw sacks from a lot of different people based on the scheme, and that's something that's traditionally part of what we do defensively. So I want to see those, the complementary football, and then the other lessons that we've learned throughout the season continue to be applied to the next game and the two games after that.
You guys aren't in the excuse-making business, but would you say that you're looking to see what Quinn can do in not such a weather game and to a certain extent discard the results of his performance in the high winds and cold?
I'm not sure what we're going to get in Kansas City. I wasn't really looking at it in terms of that. The weather's going to be the same for both quarterbacks. And what I'm looking for from Brady is the same type of operation that he's had. And when we do get the opportunities, being able to take advantage of the opportunities. And again, I've liked the steps forward that we've taken offensively, and I want to see more of that.
Eric, how do you account for the improvement in the run defense, considering Rodgers is out and your two middle linebackers are out? These three guys that are playing ahead of now seem to be more productive.
It's pretty consistent, Tony, with what happened in 06 in New York. Is you install the defense and there's a way to play it, and even though you're playing it and It's, you know, it looks like it's supposed to look. It's not really operating like it's supposed to operate. And as you build up reps, as you build up a better understanding of how it all fits together, usually you make some significant jumps. And we improved significantly in New York after the bye, which is at the same time midway through the season, because it started to hit for a lot of guys. It started to clear up for a lot of guys exactly how you have to fit, how each piece works together. And when you do that, when you can play the scheme with all 11 parts sitting in the right spots, it gets better.
A player like Marcus Bernard, who I'm sure the Steelers didn't have a lot of tape on him, he comes in and kind of surprises him with a couple of sacks. How long does it take for a team to figure out what to do against an unknown, so to speak?
It's a good question. I'm not sure what the right amount of tape would be for him. You know, he played in the preseason. You could look at some of that stuff. He played a little bit against Detroit. You really have to work off the tape that you have. I'm not sure what the right volume is. And the other thing with whether it was Marcus or Cam or Matt, it was all linebackers in there. David Bowens, they were all working in different spots at different times. And ideally, you'd like to be able to run the same defense but just switch whose role is whose, so that you can't count on, okay, Marcus is going to be on our offensive right side and he's going to use these few pass rush moves. One time it's Marcus, the next time it's Roth, the next time it's Cam. They may all be doing the same thing from a concept standpoint, but it's different bodies, different people doing it.
Temptation for you after Brian Robinski had kind of a little bit of a breakout game there against San Diego and caught some balls to play him more against Pittsburgh, and you do have to temper that based on, you know, what you thought the matchups were and so forth?
He played quite a bit against Pittsburgh in terms of his percentage of play time. And a lot of that stuff is package-based. So Chancey may be in one package or Furry, and Brian maybe in a different package. So if one thing's working maybe better than you expected or not working as well as you expected, one of those groups may get bumped up. You may get more reps on it. Like even with Pittsburgh, our base defense didn't have nearly as many reps as our sub defense. So a guy like Ruben didn't have a significant number of reps in the game, but that was just because of their approach and the packages that we played against it.
How has Ruben played in place of Rogers?
He's played really well. He's got a nice base. He has good hand placement. He's improved throughout the course of the season in reading the core blocks, and there's not a wide range of blocks that you're going to get as a 34 nose tackle. And you can also use the back to anticipate where the pressure points are going to come, and he's got a much better sense of that. I remember with Mike DeVito, his rookie year, similar to Ruben in the sense that played with a good base, was strong, good hands, but he couldn't put together how the back played into the blocking schemes. So he'd get beat on some stuff that he'd seen a ton of times. And then the next year he came back, it broke for him, and he was so much better at playing those things. And I see Ruben, as the season's gone on, his feel for what's coming and anticipating those things has gotten a lot better.
Does he surprise you at all, though, because just of his body size, he doesn't look like the big space eater kind of guy, you know, like Sean?
He's pretty thick. I'm not sure what he weighs, but he's pretty thick. So, but compared to Sean, there's not a lot of, I mean, it's hard to make that comparison. There's not a lot of Sean's. You know, he's really thick. You know, him, Chris Jenkins, Ted Washington. I mean, those are big, big men.
Or was he sometimes too quick for his own good in your run scheme?
I think that his reactions were so quick that he would sometimes get to the point of attack before the rest of the defense had gotten there. And so even though he was reading the play the correct way, it was a different tempos. So a crease would open up that wouldn't typically be there. And that happened on occasion. I wouldn't say it was just all the time, but there were times where he was like that. He's just great instincts and speed for that size.
Corey Williams last week obviously had a pretty good game, and he hasn't been hesitant about talking about being upset about lack of playing time. Can you just talk about where he's at in development in your defense?
Yeah, I think he's made strides throughout the season, and one of the important things that I was looking for is consistency in the base defense and really embracing and understanding how you have to play the techniques, because the two-gap is different than what most teams play. And even though Pittsburgh, San Diego, and Kansas City are 34 teams, it's much more one-gap than it is two-gap. They're penetrators, where this is more of a read and react, and there's patience. So I was looking for that to continue to improve, and I think he has throughout the season. It was nice to see him go in and play as well as he did. I think that he's played well at different points throughout the course of the year as well.
Has play calling improved in this four-game stretch, do you think, Eric?
I think the execution's improved. I think that's what it's come down to. And when you look at the things that we've been able to do, not turning the ball over, that's huge. Gives you extra drives. It gives you field position, our ability to convert on third down, gives you more plays, gives you more chances. Those were two areas that we've struggled with. And as we've improved in those two areas, we've moved the ball a lot more effectively. We've scored more points. We've held the ball longer. Just look at the jump in those two categories. With the same, it's been the same approach. It's game plan specific. It's trying to maximize our strengths. There hasn't been a fundamental shift in how we approach our opponent. I think the biggest thing is we've executed better. Protection has improved.
That seems to be a key to this whole improvement. I mean, or is that, do you think it's not true?
I've always been a fan of the no huddle, and I think it does create problems, and I think we've run it well, and it's not easy to do. So I do think that's helped. I think that even when we weren't running it, if we had caught more of the balls that were catchable, if we had held on to more balls that we ended up turning over, I think the production there would have been significantly better as well.
You have a game where you play so much sub, like against Pittsburgh. Does that alter the way you look at the run defense, because it wasn't, you know, your base defense with your nose tackle in there as well?
No, not necessarily. Usually it means that you're doing a good job in base if they shift to a different personnel group. So I think if we were getting gashed, probably wouldn't have seen as much 11 personnel, because we were holding up well, shifted the other way.
I don't know if you heard or read about Josh's comments on Sirius Radio yesterday about his contract, but he was optimistic he could have something done by the end of the season. I don't know if that seems realistic to you or not.
Yeah, you know, I don't have the timeline, but I can tell you, I really like Josh, I really do, and not just as a player, as a person, as a part of the organization, his dedication, his sacrifice, he's selfless. I really like Josh.
Do you still have the ability to negotiate the deals, or is everything kind of tabled right now until the front office is established?
Well, we've been going through the throughout the course of the season, you've seen we've brought in quite a few players. We've whether we've brought them in or claimed them off waivers or signed them from the practice squad, whatever the case may be. So we're operating that same pattern.
Term like that in the coming years. I don't know if you have been told to table anything until the front office has been worked out.
No, what we're doing is really taking the same approaches, looking at things short term, looking at things long term. Sure, the addition of a general manager or whatever that title becomes, that's going to be an important component of all the things that we do moving forward. But as you go through the season, there's a lot of things that still have to get done, still have to be addressed, still have to be looked at in the same context of how does it affect now, how does it affect the salary cap, how does it affect the plan, those types of things.
When you were a head coach of the Jets, at this time of year, did you dabble to any extent in the personnel acquisition for the following year? Or did that always wait until the first of the year for you and your head coaching role? How is it different? How is it different there than what you're faced with right now?
Do you mean like future contracts, or
are you looking at college players? Are you looking at potential free agents to any extent? In the 10 spare minutes?
No, I didn't really do that in terms of exposure to college players or potential free agents. That wasn't something that I would do towards the end of the year. This wasn't very effective because there's so much happening from a coaching perspective. I always like to start that after the season.
Does that mean then, Eric, that you were out of that type of work with the Jets, and it's no different than it is now? That this time of year, you just don't do work on college players, you personally?
Yeah, I didn't do it there. I'm not really doing it here. So much right now is. And the scouts are doing a great job. They were in last week. They had their preliminary meetings, and I think we've really made some strides there. And so that's following the consistent pattern here, as it did in the Jets. All the different staffs are doing that now. You get the reports, the first layer reports. It's all follow the same pattern. It's pretty consistent around the league.
Season as Joe Thomas had. It's hard to evaluate left tackle on a team that's 2-11 and hasn't scored but one rushing touchdown by a back. So what kind of season?
No, I don't think it's hard to evaluate him. I think he's been outstanding. I think that every week he faces somebody that's pretty impressive as a pass rusher, and very rarely do you hear that person's name. And I think this week he'll have his hands full as well with Tamba Ali. But very, very few times you look out and say, Joe Thomas didn't get his block, or Joe Thomas was beaten on that play. And with an offensive lineman, the less you're mentioning him, usually the better it is. And I think Joe's really good, especially this point. He's got a young career. He's just going to get better and better.
Eric, how close is your namesake, Eric Wright, to being a Pro Bowl?
You mean Righteous? My namesake, Righteous?
How close is he to be being a Pro Bowl quarterback?
Gosh, you'd have to look at it in the context of a lot of other corners. What I can tell you about Eric is, coaching a lot of different guys, I think he's very good in pass coverage. I think he's got excellent feet. I think he's very fluid. I think he's got really good instincts and ball skills. I think the one area that he can continue to improve is run support and tackling, and that's something that he and I have talked about. Someone from a coverage aspect, I think he does a excellent job. And Eric's he's a very smart person. And one of the things that you always want corners to do is continue to build their library of receivers so that they have a they have something they can draw on when I face a big receiver, when I face a shorter, quicker guy, when I've got half-field help, when I've got and there's certain styles of receivers that you face. There's certain guys that you face that he's going to face multiple times. And he has the ability to really understand the scheme, really understand the player that he's playing against, and apply those things as well as being gifted athletically and physically.